Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the, we're actually broadcasting from our homes here in Washington on Thursday, May the 27th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe says that as of March last year, there are 38,819 confirmed COVID-19 cases as of March last year, including 36,531 recoveries and, unfortunately, 1,589 deaths. And the country is currently in its second phase of the COVID-19 vaccine and says they have vaccinated 643,531 people against the COVID-19.
Yes, that's some of the issues we'll be looking at, the COVID-19 pandemic and what women are doing, projects which some women's organizations and others are doing during this COVID-19. And still on health, the Minister of Health just now says, Minister of Health, Dr. Chiwenga, has expressed his gratitude towards the government of India as he received some ambulances. These were 20 ambulances donated by India, as well as some medical equipment, including PPE, ventilators, biohazard, and nuclear buffer, which was donated at Salim Mugabe Central Hospital. They were there shortly, the government officials receiving these donations, which is, which the government say it will use as part of the fight against COVID-19.
Also, not to forget, Star, that Kwekwe is currently under lockdown for 2 weeks, following a variant that they suspect is from India. So the Kwekwe, the town, has been put under lockdown, where they are saying that if you are passing through Kwekwe, you need to just pass through there quickly and not to engage, because they are saying that businesses have shorter hours. Also, beer halls and bars and places where people normally congregate, churches, are not allowed to operate for the coming 2 weeks. So this is some of the measures that government is taking to ensure that that variant that they think came from India does not spread to other parts within the country.
Yebo-ke, kuyezwakala Mavelasi, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma khathesi, sikuhlelo lwethu-ke olwe live talk, olwe women's round table, lapho siyabe sicubungula khona okuphathelane labesifazane. Sikhangela njalo lo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ngoba konke sikwenzayo, konke okwenziwa ngabantu kathesi, kuyathintwa yi-COVID-19. Kulo mthelela kunhlelo eziningi zabantu, ezinye usuzimisile, ezinye ziyaqhubeka, kodwa kulo mthelela zokuthi ziqhubeka njani. Sikhuluma nje sebephose befike inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane sebahlaselwa ligciwane le-COVID-19 selokhu laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Sikhuluma nge-38,819. Kodwa kusho ukuthi yibo abantu abalokhu belithwele leli gciwane, ngoba siyabona ukuthi sokwasila abangu-36,531, okusho ukuthi sebephongubaze ukwedlula inkulungwane ezimbili abalokhu belomkhuhlane lo. Wena-ke sowabulala abantu abadlula inkulungwane lengxenye yayo, i-1,589. Kodwa luyaqhubeka-ke uhlelo lokujova abantu imuthi wokuthi bezenqabele ekutholeni leli gcikwane, ama-vaccinations. Njalo sebedlule inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha, sikhuluma phela nge-643,531. Sizakhangela-ke njalo inhlelo eziqhutshwa ngabesifazane. Umzekeliso, silo Nkosazana Melissa namhlanje lapha, Ndlovu, owenhlanganiso ye-Emthonjeni Women's Forum, yena-ke othi balo hlelo lwabo abaluqhubayo. Sizahleke siqalise kathesi ukukhuluma laye, ngoba sibona ukuthi asichasisele yena akuphetheyo. Yebo-ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo Nkosazana Ndlovu. Mana ngikhupheke lapha engizocitshe khona ukwenzela ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uthini. Siyakwamukela ke kuhlelo Nkosazana Dlovu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, salibonani.
Yes, we welcome you to the show today. May you introduce yourself first.
Thank you very much. My name is Melissa Nomakhosi Ndlovu, and I work as the programs manager for Emthonjeni Women's Forum.
Yes, earlier before this program, you say that there are some projects which you are carrying on and you have had some kind of success, and that is exciting news. May you tell us about it?
So in 2020, we were working in partnership with the African Women Development Fund, and we were working on a project titled Speak Out, Kuluma, End Sexual Harassment Now, which was focused on strengthening policy provisions to institutions of higher learning and two companies, both corporates. And in our work, we then discovered that sexual harassment is real, and that there were large of numbers of women who were experiencing sexual harassment, but policies within the workplace, as well as the Labor Act, were insufficient towards responding to issues of sexual harassment. Looking at the definition of sexual harassment within the Act itself was quite vague and used ignorance. There were no kind of provisions that would ensure that perpetrators of sexual harassment were reprimanded, because it treated sexual harassment like any other misdemeanor or error within the workspace. So in October last year, we petitioned Parliament to ensure that the Labour Act comprehensively addresses issues of sexual harassment, and that we comply and ratify the International Labour Organization Convention 190. And surprisingly, this year in April, Parliament responded and said that they would do a nationwide hearings concerning the state of sexual harassment in Zimbabwe, as they are also working on the amendment bill of the Labour Act, the Labour Amendment Bill. So we are hopeful, because from the 31st of May to the 4th of June, they are going to be holding the Parliament of Zimbabwe, specifically the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Labour, and the minister and the one on Women Affairs will be moving around in 10 places within Zimbabwe to actually make their inquiries, and that will then inform how the parliament and the law deals with issues of sexual harassment in Zimbabwe.
Okay, siyabonga leyo ncazelo. Sizaphenduka kuwe. We'll come back to you shortly so that you can also tell us that in isiNdebele. In the meantime, Marvelous, as you heard there from our guest, Melissa, as she was explaining, you can go ahead.
Yes. Yes, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Uyezve nhasi semusi wechina kudai musi wemadzimai tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uye nenhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu dzecovid-19 tichitarisa isu kuti munyika pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti kubvira nezuro watingati uye May 26 vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vakabatwa nechirwere checovid-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura vakamira ivo vari pa38,819,000 uyezve vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri vakakwanisa kurikunda munyika vari pa36,531 uyezve tostarisa vanhu vakawanikwa vakabatwa nedenda iri vakazoshaya vakamira ivo vari pa1,589 deaths totarisa isu kuti pari zvino pane nhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu kudzivirira kubva kuchirwere checovid-19 Zimbabwe iri paphase 2 uyezve inozivisa kuti pane vanhu 643,531 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19 vanozivisa zvakare kuti vanoda kuti pabayiwe vanhu 10 million kuti vawanikwe vachiwana iyo yavanoti herd immunity. Uyezve tichange tiine vanyarikani vachange vari pano tichikurukura pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve nemamwe mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai epamusoro. Tine mumwe mudzimai watiinaye ipo pano muzvare Chioniso Mpofu, vanova ivo the Battle Repatriotic Zimbabwe Party, uyezve vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato irori. Zvakamira zvakadaro mukoti zvakare, saka tichange tichivabvunza zvakawanda wanda vachikurukura nesu vachitiudza kuti zvakazofamba sei kuti vapinde munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Mpofu.
Makadi muzvare Marvelous, ndotenda kuva pano.
Mbotitsananguraiwo kuti isu tinokuzivai muri mukoti, asi pari zvino taona mapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika uyezve mutori mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato renyu. Titsananguraiwo nhoroondo yenyu.
Mazvita henyu. Hongu, ini ndiri mukoti, ndiri nesi. Asi ndakaapprochwawo Mr. Mutama, vanova president wepatriotic Zimbabweans. Pavakatanga bato irori vakati ndokunda kuti muye tishande tese. Ini ndakaongororwa bato iri ndikaona zvakakodzera, saka takatanga kushanda tese kuri ikoko. Ndichiri nesi zvangu ndina kuregera, ndichiri kushanda asi pari zvino ndakambozorora, ndodina ndashanda nguva yakareba gore rese noraudzira ndiri mucovid. Saka ndakambozorora nguva yekumbozorora ndiri kumba, asi ndichadzokera zvangu kubasa.
Mumbooti tsanangurira kuti bato renyu iri rinomirira chii? Tirikuona riri kunzi Zimbabwean Party. Zita iri rakabva papi?
Patriotic Zimbabwean Party, bato iri rakatangwa muno muamerica. Patakatanga rainzi Patriotic Zimbabwean in the diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
Ranga rakanyanya kumirira vana vezimbabwe vari kudiaspora. Nekuti takaona isusu kuti mazimbabweans ari kunze tiri hanizvichi pashina ronzi kuti tiri marginalized panyaya dzekumusha, pazvinhu zvese zviri kumusha. Chatinongozivikanwa nacho inyaya dzekutumidzira upfumi kuZimbabwe. Asi kana kwakusvika panyaya dzekuti tinge tichiinkludwawo mune zvinhu maitiro ezvinhu ekugovernment nezvimwe zvakadaro kuZimbabwe, tingatisingaitwe izvozvo. Asi tiri vana veZimbabwe tiri kuno. Saka takatanga bato iri tichiti tiri vana veZimbabwe, tinokodzera kuvhota, tinokodzera kuve muleadership yekuZimbabwewo, nekuti hazviri kuti kana ndiri kuno kwandisisiri muZimbabwe, ndine marights amwe chete nemwana ari muZimbabwe. Ingori geographical location yasiyana chete. Saka takazoona kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vazhinji vakatanga kutitambira. Saka takabvisa izvi rekuti diaspora, tikada kuti Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. Vatangawati tiri pamwe chete. Asi chasiyana nemamapato ndechekuti isusu tiri kuti mutop leadership ngamusangane vana veZimbabwe vari kwese kwese. Kana uri kupi muno munyika yese uchikodzera kuenda pane chimwe chinzvimbo, unokwanisa, haungaregere kuenda mutop leadership nekuti hausi muZimbabwe. Saka muchiona kuti bato redu tina president vari muno, ini ndiri muno, national chair ari kuCanada, treasurer ari kuCanada, ari kuZimbabwe, vice wake ari kuCanada, tinemwe ari kuAustralia, tinemwe ari kuUK, tinemwe ari SG ari kuSouth Africa, tine vazhinji vari muZimbabwe manzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Takangosangana-sangana. Chikonzero takadaro ndechekuti isusu tauya kuno tine zvatadzidzawo zvataona kuno. Vari kumusha ndo vari paground, vanozivawo zviri kuitika zvakakosha. Saka takaona kuti tikabatanidza pfungwa dzedu, zvatadzidza nezvavadzidzavo ivo nezvavari kurarama ivo, tikazvibatanidza pamwe chete, tinouya nechinhu chimwe chete chinoita kuti tikwanise kusimudzira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Mungati imi rutsigiro rwenyu rwakakura sei? Uyezve pari zvino tinoona kuti hakusati kwava nediaspora vote, saka zvinozofamba sei pakamira pakadaro?
Zvezvi kuZimbabwe ndokwatakakura zvakanyanya kumaruwa. Ndofunga takusvika kuma 12-13,000, if not more, pangapedzisira kucheka last week. Vanhu vari kuwanda. Hazvinyanyooneka setakawanda kune vazhinji nekuti panga pane COVID-19 malockdown. Asi isu tine vanhu vanenge vachiita zvekuti mumawadi level ndomatinge tichishanda tiri. tine ma WhatsApp group edu asi takawa kuti ma WhatsApp group umoka amupi correct picture yezvikuitika pa ground saka tine vanhu vanenge vachifamba vachisangana mavanogara mumaraini mavo muya vachitaurirana vachinyorana mazita ndo mune manumbers atikubva nawo kuti vanhu vakawanda nekuti mawhatsapp unotora manhamba evanhu vari pawhatsapp chete vasiri mawhatsapp hamuwani manhamba avo saka hatichashandisi mawhatsapp numbers takushandisa vari pagraund mafoot soldiers ari kumhanya ari pagraund ndo manhambers atiri kutora tapedza kumaruwa takazotanga manje kupinda mumatowns kuzopinda muHarare mumacities asi tambotanga kumaruzevha iye zvino izvi ndofunga tave nemasvondo matatu kana matatu tachitanga manje kudiaspora tatisiri kutombotaura nezvebato redu kudiaspora takatotanga nofa tave ne 2 weeks or 3 weeks musangano wedu wokutanga chaiwo chaiwo tungati town hall meeting iri kuitwa musi wesaturday inoi president vachiadressa vanhu vekudiaspora UK Canada and USA ndo iringori wokutanga saka membership yedu kwekudiaspora ichakadzikira zvakanyanya nekuti tatakambotanga kunyanya mumhanyisa basa kumusha zvakanyanyisa
So we're hearing there from Ms. Choniso Mpofu, but maybe when you bring her up next time, I can ask her to speak in English about how she started, migrated, moving from, she's still a nurse, but she says she's also got a political itch, which she is happy now to be satisfying by her role as the deputy to Mr. Mutama, who she says is the president of her party.
Sizwa omunye ke umhlonitsha wethu unkosazana Mpofu-ke lapho Choniso esichasisela ke ngebandla lakhe lezombusazwe elitsha abalibumbileyo khonapha kwele Melika njalo yena engumsekeli kamkhokheli waleli bandla okutshengisa ukuthi ye labesifazane sebethola izikhundla eziphakemeyo yikho-ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhasa luhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table lapho esikhuluma ngenhlelo ezihlukeneyo eziqhutshwa ngabesifazane besixoxa ke lapha njalo noMelisa Ndlovu we-Emthonjeni Women's Forum esesizaqhubeka laye esichasisela ngohlelo lwabo yebo ke you explain to us your petition in parliament ungasitshela ke ngesintu ukuthi kahle kahle luhlelo bani liluqhubayo osazana Ndlovu yebo ngabona ke
ngiyabonga
Ngiyabonga.
Thina njengemthonjeni Women's Forum ngonyaka odlulileyo siqalise uhlelo kumbe umkhankaso okade ukhangelane lokulungisa kumbe ukuqeda indaba zodlame mayelana ngamacansi emsebenzini njalo lezikolo ezimbili eZimbabwe. Sisebenzise lama-university njalo lamankampani abili sikhangele kakhulu udlame olumayelana lamacansi ekuxoxaneni lezikolo lezi lendawo zokusebenza sananzelela ukuthi udaba lodlame lwamacansi lubhahe kakhulu kulezo ndawo sisebenza njalo ngalowo msebenzi sasekhulumisana nedale lephalamende ekuthini umthetho okhangelane kakhulu lezisebenzi eZimbabwe umumithe okulutshwana kakhulu mayelana ngodlame olwenzakala emacansini njalo nxa solwenzakale lolo dlame uhulumende kumbe umthetho weZimbabwe owezisebenzi ubukuthatha njengalinye icala nje lenziweyo elingafana lokutshontsha imali kumbe lokungavuyi emsebenzini njalo ubungadingi inhlawulo kumbe imbadalo kulowo othe wahlangana nodlame njalo ingamncedisi nge-counseling kumbe ukhulumisana lo muntu ngendaba yokuhlukumezwa kumbe udlame lwamacansi umuntu abehlangane layo sithe sikhulumisana le parliamente sasebesibhalela incwadi yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uparlamente kumbe indlu yeparlamente ihluze indaba yokuhlukumezwa kwamacansi emsebenzini etshiyeneyo leZimbabwe ejikelele sikhangelele umthetho womhlaba jikelele owe-International Labour Organization esithi ngu-Convention 190 sithe sibhalele uPhalamende ngo-October last year iPhalamende iphendulile ngo-April yathi kuqakathekile sikhangele incwadi ebhalwe eMthonjeni Women's Forum ngodaba lokuhlukumezwa kwamacansi ukuthi ihambe endaweni kumbe iZimbabwe yonke nje idingisisa ukuthi udaba lokuhlukumezwa kwamacansi lubahe kangakanani njalo umthetho weZimbabwe ungakhuluma ngakho kumbe usize abantu beZimbabwe ikhuluma ngokuhlukumezwa kwamacansi ngayiphi indlela. Ngalokho uhulumende iphalelele lephalamende elikhangelane lezisebenzi zeZimbabwe esithi public service labor and social welfare lalewe khangele indaba zabo mama bazaphuma ke mhla ka 31 May leboda eZimbabwe kufika kusukela mhla ka 31 May kuze kuyefika mhla ka 4 May bekhangele kakhulu idaba lona lelo njalo bebuzisisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthini umthetho ungasiza njani endabeni zokuhlukumezwa ngamacansi ikakhulu laba basezikolo laba bayenza industrial attachment abazithola befundela umsebenzi besemsebenzini laba basemsebenzini lalabo abazisebenzayo ungabe uyathengisa uyenza cross border trade uyenzani i-sexual harassment yenzakala kodwa uhulumende udlulile ekuthina khangela abasemsebenzini labasebenzayo bayakhangela udaba lwe-sexual harassment kumbe uhlukumeza ngokwemacansini jikelele eZimbabwe ukuze umthetho ube lendlela ophatha ngayo lezo ndlela lokuvikela abantu ekuthini bengahlangani nalezo ndaba.
Ukuze sicace lapha nxa bese bephuma lapha iJomo mhla ka 31 May kusiya ku 4 May babe sebesenza olwabo yini uphenyo ngokuhlukuluzwa kwezemacansini kumbe babe besebenzisa lokho elabapha khona.
Inziki yendaba iqalise ngesithi yi-petition incwadi esayibhalela ePhalamende ukuthi iyehluza indaba zokuhlukuluzwa ngamacansi emsebenzini lezikolo. Kodwa siyananzelela ukuthi bakhona abanye ade bekhuluma ngendaba lento esithi yi-sexual harassment bill. Kubambe inhlanganiso ezinjenge-gender commission, inhlanganiso ezinjenge Women's Coalition, lezinye nje inhlanganiso ebezikhuluma nge-sexual harassment and gender equality bill. So bakuhlanganisile lokho ukuthi bakhangele okwemsebenzini njalo le-sexual harassment nje. Kodwa idale lephalamende lithe libhala ku-Hansard yamhla ka-21 bebesitsho ukuthi hhayi i-petition asebeyitholile njengemthonjeni evele emthonjeni Women's Forum njengedale lephalamende yiyo esiyenze ukuthi hhayi iphalamende isukume iyehluzisisa ihlaziye ukuthi isimo seZimbabwe singabe sime njani ngokuhlukumezwa kwabantu ngendaba zamacansi.
Ya, yebo ke siyabonga ke sibuyele njalo komunye umhlonitshwa wethu sizathi siqhubeke ngodaba lwethu. Marvelous.
Very interesting conversation there, Star. It seems, you know, they're doing a lot for women in the area that they are operating. Very interesting there. I don't know if you can maybe just summarize on what...
I think we'll give her some time to talk about that in length so she can explain it accurately. In the meantime, yes, I think we can go on with the
Chuanisa. Aha, regaitende kwa muri muzare mpofu. Atomboona kuti imi manga muri muno imomuno muAmerica panguva iyo yeCOVID-19 kunyangwe ichiriko zvayo ichimbotisana ngurewo zvamakatarisana nazvo tombodzokera mupfeka heti yenyu yekuva mukoti kuti makashanda kupi nekupi uyezve pari zvino yamira sei kudenda iri
COVID-19 kuOhio muri kundinzwa pakatanga COVID ndanga ndiri kuOhio ndochinoshanda ndiri wavanoti travel nurse kundishinda panzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka pakatanga COVID ndakaenda kuNew York ndikwana kwakanyanya COVID. I think makangoona mazuva ayo kuna February 2020. Saka ndakagara kuNew York vanhu ndakaona kuti COVID chinhu chakaoma. Vanhu vaiita zvokufa zvezvino kuti vanhu vanga vasati vaitora seriously kuti kune COVID. Vanhu vanga vasati vakupfeka mamask mazuva iwayo. Kana muzvipatara chaiwo munhu aiti akauya tinge tisina mamask nonzvi kuti munhu ari kungozvirwarirawo. Ndosaka vanhu vazhinji vemanesi nemadoctors nevanhu vese muchipatara manesi aids marespiratory therapist vakawanda vachibatwa necovid nekuti taisingazive kuti munhu anouya anenge achiita masymptoms akaita sei. tengo zvakanzvanga chiya achidikitatirwa akachikosora ndivataitarisa asangai uya vachitozvifambira umwe aitouya achitoti aita accident parod otouya but andani covid asi asina masymptoms motogara 2 days ndotopinda murumake muchimurapa motoona kuti munhu yakutakata masymptoms ecovid ndosara manesi mazhinji akadi akatanga kuaeswa necovid asi saka zvipesa tanguziva kuti munhu wese mungotita munhu wese ari kupinda muchipatara se ane covid kusvikanda ana covid ndopakanguva yavanga vangotesta vanhu vese vaipindapinda vanokwane masymptoms.
I think your audio now is going in and out. So maybe just try and move to a place where the network is better, because your audio is cracking up. But I could hear you. You were explaining about the COVID situation in New York, and other places when the COVID pandemic started. We're hearing there from Jare Mpofu. She was talking about her role as a nurse during COVID-19 pandemic, because she literally was in the hot spots. She was explaining about what was going on in New York at that time, that a lot of people would come in without presenting any symptoms of COVID-19, and a lot of medical staff actually passed away because they contracted the disease without knowing at that time. So we'll expect her to come back so that we can go further and talk to her about her political career. But I just veered off to go back to COVID-19 and to just find out what the situation is like now here in the USSR.
Yebo ke mabela siyabonga lapho ke besizwa ke unkosazana Tshoni so Mpofu la ungumongikazi lapha kwele Melika nje sichathisele ukuthi kuyinaba kubonayo ezibhedlela abanye abantu babuya bengalampawu sokuthi bengabe belomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Yes, sizamletha njalo unkosazana Mpofu esalungisa ke umtshina wakhe kulokunye ke obekungahambanga kuhle ngomtshina wakhe. Okwakhathesi ke sizaqhubeka njalo sixoxa lo unkosazana Melissa Ndlovu. Marvelous, like you asked before, may you explain to us, Ms. Ndlovu, what exactly happened to your petition in parliament there? You are saying that when they something about the Hansard, and that they acknowledged that the petition they received was from your organization, Mthonjeni Women's Forum, and that the public service and the other government officials are going out from 31 May to 4 May to do something for the women, considering based on your report. If you can shed more light onto that.
Like I said, in the inception, we petitioned Parliament last year in October, and the petition basically focused on having a comprehensive framework that addresses sexual harassment within the Labour Act, as well as ensuring that Parliament pushes the executive in Zimbabwe to ratify the International Labour Organization Convention 190, which actually speaks to safety and elimination of all forms of harassment, including sexual harassment, in the world of work. So in so doing, we also engaged the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Labour, it's the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. And we submitted to them a proposed draft amendment bill that focused specifically on Section 8 of the Labour Act that speaks to sexual harassment and other forms of harassment in the workplace. And in so doing, we got confirmation that when they opened the next parliament or the next sitting, they would parliamentary portfolio committee would prioritize the issue of sexual harassment. And to our pleasant surprise, we read the Hansard of written on the 21st of April that actually captured that Parliament had mandated a joint inquiry between the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare, and the one on Women Affairs to actually do nationwide consultations focusing on sexual harassment and what the people of Zimbabwe had to say about sexual harassment. I should say that the consultations are not really just about what's the Labour Act should look like or harassment. But there have been other progressive forces in Zimbabwe, like Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe and other women's organizations, a sexual harassment bill and the gender equity bill. So in so doing, because there's been so much noise and the women's movement has bolstered common interest in addressing sexual harassment, from the petition that we then submitted to Parliament, Parliament acknowledged the petition and said that because of the petition that was made and the cry out towards legislative provisions addressing sexual harassment, they were then doing a national inquiry on sexual harassment. And the inquiry starts from the 31st of May on Monday and ends on the 4th of May, on the 4th of June, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So yes, would you then say, you know, that government is listening or Parliament is listening? Because you are literally saying we were not aware until you saw this in the Hansard.
Well, the 2013 Constitution of Zimbabwe brings in a provision where citizens and different players can now petition Parliament towards different issues or rights issues or legal frameworks that are insufficient towards ensuring that they are wholesome and address issues adequately, especially pertaining to people and citizens' rights. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the kind of responsiveness we have received from the Parliament of Zimbabwe is maybe an indicator that Parliament is responding to the citizens' cry outs or being petitioned by citizens. But then we can fully say that Parliament is responsive when they have done the inquiry mm-hmm. and different people have written to them. We want to see them putting in place provision within the Labour Act, because right now there's a bill that has come from the ministry and gone to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee. The alignment process in Zimbabwe to the constitution of different legal instruments. So currently, the Ministry of Labour has sent to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee the bill. So we would want to see the citizens' voices being included in the Labour Act. That is when we can say Parliament has responded. But for now, the low-hanging fruits to say that they have responded to a petition is also a success.
So what would be for you, like your what exactly would make you happy to say, okay, this is what we would like and this is how we would like to see it addressed?
For me, my happy point is to see a comprehensive Labour Act that addresses issues of sexual harassment, that clearly defines what sexual harassment is, that clearly defines what the world of work is. Because a student on attachment is at work. Yes. A student learning to go to the workspace can be considered as a person in preparation for the world of work. We are looking at people who are apprentices. We are looking at people who are permanent employees, contract employees. We're looking at farm workers. We're looking at domestic workers. We are also looking at you'll notice that a lot of people, 80% of the population is in the informal sector in Zimbabwe. We want a Labour Act that recognises someone who enters in the world of work to get remuneration is protected by the Act. Mm. We would like a Labour Act that precisely speaks to what happens when a person has been sexually harassed. The psychosocial support that an individual needs when they've encountered sexual harassment. We want compensation because you cannot just harass a person and they're traumatized and they're out of work and they've been frustrated throughout the system. And there's no system of compensating a person who has been harassed either by the state, the perpetrator, or whichever mechanism. We would also like to see a sexual harassment act that provides for, because you'll notice that before, when you've been sexually harassed, they'll just move you to the next workplace or shift you or whatever. We want prosecution of perpetrators of sexual harassment. We want sexual harassment to actually be criminalized according to the law, so that the Criminal Law Codification Act and other legislative provisions provide for sexual harassment as a criminal offense. within the legislative framework of Zimbabwe, that would be a big success for us and the broader women's movement.
Thank you so much, Apo Trukunzwaisu. Zviri kutaurwa izvo nemunyarikani wedu ari kutaura ivo kuti shungu dzavo ndedzekuti vaone ivo paine murawo unowanikwa ivo uchichengetedza kodzero dzemadzimai kuti vasabhinywe kana vachinge vaenda kumabasa vachiti ivo avo vanenge vabhinya ivo shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti vanenge vabhinya ava vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa mitombo yakaomarara kwete kungoti kana mudzimai abhinywa anongobviswa pane imwe nzvimbo achiendeswa pane imwe nzvimbo sezvavari kutaura izvo kuti ndozvavanoona zviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakawanda pari zvino. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vakawanikwa vachiita zvinyorwa zvakaenda kuparamende zvavari kutarisirwa kuti vadare vachange vari kutanga kuzeya nezvazvo kupera kwemwedzi uno nekupindana kwaJune. Todzokera kwamuri Muzvare Mupofu. Tombo tamamuri kutaura nyaya yeCOVID-19. Saka pari zvino zvamira sei pamabasa amuri kubatai?
Iye zvino izvi pane an improvement iripo nekuti ini ndinoona personally ndinoona kuti pane improvement nekuti kana manhambers akatanga kukwira foni yangu hainyarari vachitifonera kuti huyai muende kwakati huyai muende kwakati ezvi yakati zii tikutotsvaga mabasa kuti kuraitika ndichitsvaga basa mamwe asiri ecovid although tikaenda ikoko tosvachikupiwa vanhu vanenge vari vecovid varimo yapera here kwete ichiriko zvichiri safe zvirifamba vanhu vasinamapfeka mamask kwete fambai makapfeka mamask although kuri kunzi izvo kana wakaitwa vaccine uri fully vaccinated mini kana wakaita mavaccine wakatora ese unogona kugara ko usina mask. Ini ndinongoti gara wakapfeka mask kana zvichikwanisika woita social distancing asi manhambers ari kudzika. Handisati ndanzwa hangu kunzi yekuindia yainyanya kuita zvakaita sei munhu handirange ndaita catch up nezvayo but mukatarisa kuti kana kuri kune dzimwe nzvimbo business zvave normal munzvimbo dzakanyanya. Saka tikaramba tichiita zvatiri kuita izvozvi izvi vanhu vakaramba tichita maprecautions atingi notonyanyisisisisa kudzika asi vamwe havatori maprecautions vanenge vachiti ndakavaccinatwa vamwe havatori maprecautions vasina kuvaccinatwa pane vane nharo wokuti ini handisi kuzovaccinatwa handizotora maprecautions ndiri raiti zvandiri.
Tombodzokera, going back to the political hat now. We see that you are the deputy to the president of your party. Tell us a little bit about that. Are you following in the shoes of Kamala Harris here in the U.S.? How did that come about?
I knew that question was going to come up. You want me to speak in English or in Shona?
You can do Shona and then English.
Okay. Kuchara chokwadi pavakandi vamutema pavakandi fonera ndanga ndisingambozvifungidzira. Ndanga ndatoti politics ndasiyana nadzo, I give up the politics of Zimbabwe, ndango focus on my projects angu ne foundation ndanchirana kumusha, ndiranda ngo focus on. Asi vakandi fonerawo vachinditsana ngurirawo ndakati no, I will jump in ndazvitora. Handina kunge ndakambotasa zvakamara kana kuti ndiri munhu womudzimai. Ndaingozvitora ese Zimbabwean ane maequal rights na any other Zimbabwean approachwa nekuti vaona ndakakodzera vashortlista vanhu vavo vakaona kuti inini ndanga ndichidi ndakakodzera kuti ndishande navo.
Yeah, maybe if you can tell us in English, are you following in the footsteps of VP Kamala Harris here?
That's very interesting. That would be nice. But to be honest with you, when President Chama approached me, I wasn't even thinking of going back into politics. I'd already given up on the situation at home. I was just focusing on my business. I was focusing on my projects at home because, you know, I've got some projects. I work with women. I was very interested with the other lady, what she's talking about, because I've got a few women I talk to or I work with in Zimbabwe, in Chitungwiza. So when he approached me, I didn't see it like he is approaching me as a woman to be vice president. But I saw him approaching me as a Zimbabwean with equal rights to anybody else who he saw fit and qualified to work with him as vice president.
So moving forward now, where do you think your party will go? There's no diaspora vote. How are you going to be effective in party politics? Are you not dividing the opposition? Because we see most of the people that are heading your party were former MBCA, like members.
So on the diaspora vote, we did a petition and we sent it to parliament. We are waiting for their response. where we were petitioning for the diaspora votes. We know it has been done before by some individuals, but this time, like the other colleague was talking earlier, we sent our petition as patriotic Zimbabweans, not as an individual. Mm. So people are still signing the petition, but we see that most who are signing the petition are the people at home, not even in the diaspora. The people at home are signing the petition physically, and we've got more numbers there. So we've already sent it to Parliament. We are waiting for them to give us feedback, most likely this week. And as for people always talk about dividing the votes, I always say that when you look, the way I see opposition, mm-hmm. if you see something, I respect MDC, is the main opposition party. But I believe personally that if there are certain things, I'll say certain because I'm opposition, they're opposition, so we are on the same camp. But if there are certain things that we are not agreeing with, I don't see anything wrong to exercise my democratic right to form a political party which will represent what our ideology. And then in the future, that's why I respect them. That's why I say we want to work with them. In the future, who knows, we can sit down and we'll say, you know what, guys, this is what we believe in. Mm-hmm. This is what you believe in. Can we come together and combine our beliefs together to come up with one thing towards the elections? That's why we say there should not be any fighting amongst opposition parties. There should not be any name calling amongst opposition parties. It's just different ideologies. Let's respect that. And then when we come towards the elections, let's sit down. Like my president is saying, he's going to try and reach out to other people to just let them know, oh, guys, okay, here we are. I am the president of Patriotic Zimbabweans. I'm the new kid on the block. I'm happy to hear what you're working on. He's prepared to do that. He's talked about that. So at least to leave room to say when you get close to the elections, then the leaders can come together and say, okay, we like what you say about this aspect. We like yours on this aspect. We like this one in this aspect. So let's combine those together to form one strong opposition.
Interesting there. Noting those are the ones of Tamusi Kuchora voting a party. So Kunakuti Mutamir Wenu.
Let me correct you on that. Mr. Mtamavanga was not Mukuru Mukuru MDC Alliance. Vangavari District, I think. Vangavari District Deputy Chair, I think. Antimawana. But even Muno Ari top chair. If you feel kuti, I just say to people, do not be Muno Anotijo, Njiroku Zan PF, but because I'm in a high position, I don't believe in what is going on, but I cannot leave. Because if I leave the party that got a vote, and then you stay there against your ideologies, against your principles, you are staying there for just for the sake of the party. Remember, these party names came up after our citizenship. I was born Chiwane Sompofu, a Zimbabwean citizen. I became Patriotic Zimbabwe at an age of 57. I can leave Patriotic Zimbabweans and go to ZANU-PF. I can leave Patriotic Zimbabweans and go to MDC. I can leave Patriotic Zimbabweans and form my own party, but I'll still be a citizen of Zimbabwe. So that should be the main core of everybody when you look in our situation in Zimbabwe. Don't look at it like, oh, if I move from here, that could divide a vote. Can I divide a vote? If she's of Atsira, will pay you whether another Zimbabwe, then do it. Mm-hmm. If and whatever you do, do it for the best of the, which will, what can I say? It always is the best for the best outcome for the citizens of Zimbabwe. That's our main thing. That's why she's patriotic. It has Zimumongo. Zimbabwe.
I was very interesting. They said about 2023, apa muri kupinda here musarudzo.
Aiwa zvikuru. Tikupinda zvakasimba. Yes, we are working towards that. We are still in our infancy stages. We started in January. We are still facing our challenges. We are trying to mobilize resources. We are trying to reach out to people. We are facing a lot of positive feedback. We are facing a lot of negative energy. We are still at that point where we are trying to get known. Other people are receiving us. especially those who are on the fence, they are receiving us. But those that are under parties, like you say, are saying they are dividing the votes. And then when we work with you, MDC is already divided, so we'll come to you. And then you join them. So these are that's their opinions. But yes, we are working towards participating in the 2023 elections.
Very interesting there. Maybe Star, if you've got a question for Ms. Mpofu before our next guest comes.
Yes, I've actually some questions which we'll address later. Kodwa lapho ke besizwa ke unkosazana ngeThoniso Mpofu ekhuluma ke ngebandla labo elitsha asebelibumbile ukuthi kuningi ke abazakwenza ke ngalo njalo bazancintisa kukhetho luka 2023 oluzayo. Uyagcizelela njalo ukuthi yena ulesiqiniseko sokuthi ukhethwe ngoba ekwazi ukwenza umsebenzi hatshi ngoba engowesifazana kuphela, ngoba eyisizalwane seZimbabwe esikwaziyo ukuthi naso sisebenze njani. Lokho ke kuyathabisa ke ukuzwa umuntu ekhuluma la ezithembile kanjalo, ngoba baningi abathi hhayi abantu besifazana kungaphonge ukuthiwa bona baqhutshelwa nje amathuba ngabo-50-50 kodwa ngabatshengisa ukuthi labo balifanele lelo thuba. Sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Ndlovu, what exactly made you petition Parliament on these labor and sexual harassment issues? What are the reasons behind this? Is it anything to do with COVID-19 and the rising cases of these issues, or something else?
I think that we have been silenced for a very long time about issues of sexual harassment in the workplace. And we have been clamoring a lot about gender inequality within the workspace, but not addressing some of the fundamental issues that contribute to sexual harassment or gender inequality in the workplace. Upon interacting with tertiary institutions and upon interacting with the two corporates that we're working with, discovered that there were a lot of legacy issues. Women not being promoted because they had...
Right, it seems there's something with your audio is kind of static.
And sexual... favors.
Different positions. Your audio is kind of static now. Can you hear me? Hello? Yes, I think you can.
Getting jobs or promotions.
Okay, I will communicate with her separate mouth to relog because we can't hear her properly. I'm sure you also can't hear her either.
Yeah, and so the best thing is for you to just let her log back on.
Yeah, and she can't hear me either. So, yeah, so we'll try and let me mute here so that and I can also communicate with her. They're talking of gender inequalities there in 50-50, but I liked what Choniso Mpofu said there, that she was also approached because she has the know-how, not just because she's a woman, you know, to balance issues. Because she has the know-how of doing the job. Yes, some women always emphasize that too, that they are also worthy of that position, not just because it's a gender issue.
Ms. Mpofu, I don't know if you can hear me because I'm kind of static too, so I'm not sure. Can you hear me?
I can, and it's echo.
Okay. Toenderambere nechirongwa muchiti taura yenyu kuti imi muri kuti mune unyanzvi. Unyanzvi wamuri kuuya nawo ndeupi pabasa iri?
Hello.
Hallo, unyanzvi wamuri kuuya nawo ndeupi pabasa irori?
Ndikunzwa maechoes. I hope imi muri kundinzwa zviri right.
Tikukunzwai.
Okay. Handingati ndiri kuuya neunyanzvi, asi kuti ndiri kuuya nechido, nedetermination, neshungu yekuti zvinhu zvienderere mberi. I'm not an experienced or a seasoned politician, but I feel that situation in Zimbabwe, iri kuda munhu vanhu vane chido nevanhu vanhu vasingadi zvekorruption. vanhu vari kuya vasingaise homwe dzavo pamberi kuti ndiva kuti nditi homwe dzangu dzizare nemari. So it's not kuti ndine hunyanzvi hwekuti I've got the experience. No, but kuti my heart is in the right place where this job is concerned. Ndiri kuuya kuti, you know what, I've seen how many people have suffered. I've seen it. I go home two times or three times a year. So I'm saying to myself, without the little experience that I have, surrounded with the right technocrats, we can do this. You don't have to have the experience. That's why it's a teamwork. And I get that from nursing field. In a nursing field, kind of patient, I see you. Myself as a nursing one, I cannot do it by myself. I have to work as a team. You have doctor, nurse, or you nurse aid, work careful. You work together as a team and murere wedu ancha shakanaka obuda oenda kumba. So I say to myself, right now Zimbabwe is in ICU, let me put it that way. And I'm one of the components. To say together, including the citizens. It's not about the political party working on this. It's everybody has to chip in to bring this, to bring Zimbabwe out of ICU situation where it is right now.
Okay, maybe let me jump in there and just say, how can the citizens bring Zimbabwe back, as you say? What roles can they play?
Zimbabweans can help. They help a lot. Like what my sister was saying a few minutes ago, they did a citizen's petition, right? They are doing their part. They are not keeping quiet in some of the things. They aren't participating in the bad things. They are doing something as citizens. That's one example. Look at corruption. Try not to involve yourself in corruption. Don't encourage it. Don't be part of it. Domestic violence. When you do small things like that in the communities, that's where everything starts from. Leadership, you do your part to control corruption. My citizens down there, you do your part to control corruption. Corruption in Zimbabwe, I'm just giving one example. Corruption in Zimbabwe is now on all levels. It started from the top, trickle to the bottom. So you find when you go home now, you ask somebody, it's there now. But if we start saying, no, we are not going to do this. In my community, Zengeza 5, we are not going to do this. In my community, if we hear Mkazachirowa, Tichamanya kunobatsira, if we hear Kuchakat, you start working as citizens, Makabatana. That's a problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
So we work together. And you say government, Chete, we work together, my citizens, all levels, my business people, they are part of this. My technocrats, they are part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's
yes,
everybody.
Hey, what you noted?
Yes, thank you very much. I brought back Melissa Ndlovu through.
Aiwa, apo tukuweza kuti star ads okay, shakare, baru kuti iwo bawana. Munyarikani wedu Melissa Ndlovu achauya pachirongwa achange ari kuyachitaura mabasa avari kuita ivo apo vakawanikwa vachinyora petition yavakaendesa kuvadare uyezve ari kutaura iye muzvare Melissa Ndlovu kuti pane chirongwa chavari kutanga kupera kwemwedzi uno kusvika musi waJune 4 saka regai tinzwe kwavari sa.
Yebo ke sesilayi lapha ecingweni unkosazana Ndlovu. Ya, usongasitshela ke besithe ngolimi lwesiNgisi kodwa isikhathi sesihambile ngcono siqale ngabakhuluma isintu. Usichasele ukuthi kungani la hambisa iParliament esiphathelane nemacansini, ukuhlukuluzwa emacansini nezemsebenzini.
Okokuqala sayenza ST baseline survey, sahamba sayadingisisa ebantwini esifithi ukusebenza labo ngomumo kumbe isimo sokuhlukuluzwa emacansini emsebenzini. Lokho sasikubuza ebantwini ngakukhuluma sisenzini ukuzisisa sayakhulumisana leParliament. So lokhu sikuthethe ukuhlolisisana esakwenzayo ukukhulumisana labantu abasekolishini
yabo kuyezwakala. Ekugcineni ke kuyini elifisa ukuthi kwenziwe iParliament ingaphenya lolu daba ikhangele lifuna kube le mthetho enjani, lifuna ukuthi kwenziwe kungenqabeli ukumemetheka okuhlukuluzwa emacansini okwemacansini kanye nokwemsebenzini.
Thina sifisa ukuthi uhulumende wethu bakuqala abe lomthetho kumbe bakhange umthetho okhangelane nemisebenzi okhuluma ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngasemacansini emsebenzini. Sifisa ube njalo ukhuluma ukuthi nxa usithi abantu bahlukuluzwa ngokusemacansini emsebenzini, ukhuluma ngani? Akube isobala, akube yebhahla. Sikhangelele njalo ukuthi umkhulumende nxa ebhala ngokuthi umsebenzi, abhale kube segcekeni ukuthi nxa umuntu esemsebenzini kuyini umsebenzi. Ngoba umsebenzi siyalandela ukuthi abantu abaningi sebezisebenzi eZimbabwe, ama-cross-border traders, abanye bathi ngisemsikeni. Uhulumende kumele akhave wonke lowo muntu, ananzelele ukuthi labo bantu bayasebenza, ananzelele ukuthi umntwana ofundele ukuthi aye emsebenzini usemsebenzini, umntwana ofunda esemsebenzini efundela umsebenzi usemsebenzini, unkazana osendlini yami kumbe yakho esebenza umuntu osemsebenzini, abantu abasebenza besemaplazini bengama-casual workers kumbe ama-seasonal workers bangabantu abasemsebenzini. Sifuna uhulumende futhi ananzelele ukuthi ukuhlukumeza umuntu ngokwamacansi kube yinto ebophisayo, umuntu ayebika sibili. Sikhangela njalo i-compensation ukuthi umuntu nxa usuhlukumeze ngokusemacansini kumbe oxotshiwe kumbe bekuhlukumezile ngokuthi ngedaba yokuthi wayalala cansi kumbe lahlukumezana ngokwamacansi kube le ndlela yokubhadala lowo muntu kumbe ukumcompensate. Khangela njalo ukuthi nxa uhlukumeze ngokwamacansini kwesinye isikhathi unide ukuncediswa i-counseling kumbe ukukhulumisana labanye abantu. Sifisa ukuthi umthetho unanzelele khonoko nokuthi mina njengomandlovu nxa sengikhuhlumeze ngikhahlumeziwe emsebenzini angifuni wonke umuntu akwazi ukuthi hhayi umelisa bambambike usajoni. So sifisa ukuthi umthetho unanzelele ukuthi umuntu ngoba indaba zocansi ziyinto esensitive eyangisayo ebhidliza isimilo somuntu. So sifisa ukuthi umthetho unanzelele ukuthi kakube inkampani nxa ilungisa isidaba leli kayilungisise ngendlela ehlifihlekileyo njalo eyenza umuntu asale elobuntu bakhe ehlonipheka emphakathini.
Yebo ke, hayi kuzwakala amazwi kuqoka lawo amazwi akhulunywa-ke nkosazana Isandlovu ke lapho esigqibela uhlelo. Unfortunately we don't have much time Mavelas, but I would like to thank our guests, you know, Melissa Ndlovu of Emthonjeni Women's Forum.
Yes, Star, maybe just if we can hear the last word from Miss Mpofu, 30 seconds before we
I just want to say thank you very much, ladies, and I'm really, really impressed, and I'm very happy to hear what Melissa is doing, because that issue of domestic violence and gender inequality and stuff like that is a case which is very much to my heart. My mother was a victim of domestic violence. I was a victim of domestic violence myself, and I've always talked about it. I've done speeches about that. So it really means a lot to me to see that people are working on that, and as the vice president of a party, I really, really support movements like that, that empower women, that protect women, not because they are the, we just want to protect them. No, because of what is really happening on our, in our country. So yes, I really appreciate that.
What can you say, Melissa, about the recognition from Ms. Mpofu? Okay, maybe you couldn't hear what you are saying. Anyway, that's fine. Thank you very much. But Ms. Chiwantsa Mpofu was acknowledging the work we are doing for women. She's saying that's the subject close to her heart. Thank you very much to Ms. Chiwantsa Mpofu there. Signing off is Thandekile Mhlanga here in Washington. Till we meet again next week.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga who is saying have a very good day. See, till we meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kulukure.